listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Queensland now has some of the strongest hate crime legislation in the nation. The new laws ban Nazi flags, symbols and tattoos, and anyone caught displaying or distributing them will face up to 3 years in jail. Rebecca Fogarty from the Queensland Law Society says all of Australia needs to follow suit.
What we really want to see is proper harmonisation between states and federal laws in relation to hate crimes and racial vilification.
Hindus and Buddhists are exempt from the laws because for them swastikas are religious symbols. Fly-in, fly-out workers are expected to make up a big part of Bonds' customer base as the new Mackay to Cairns route took off yesterday. Mackay Airport says it expects the service to be popular for those who live in the far north and work in the Bowen Basin. It just leaves one route to be added by the new airline connecting Mackay and Melbourne from late May. And some good news for Queensland households, with more proof cost of living pressures are starting to ease. For the second month in a row, figures show Australia's inflation rate is slowing, suggesting inflation has peaked and the worst is over. But consumer behaviour expert Gary Mortimer from Queensland University of Technology warns things might still be tight for a while.
I think cost of living will start to ease towards the back end of the year. In saying that, I wouldn't expect to see home loan interest rates suddenly fall. There may be another 25 basis points in the next round.
Taking a look at local sport, local men's rugby league returns this weekend with a thrilling grand final rematch kicking things off. West Tigers and Mackay Magpies get the season underway on Saturday night, followed by Whitsunday Brahmans hosting Moranbah Miners. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.